I'm Dawn Morgan with a news bulletin. Republican candidate for U.S. President Governor Mitt Romney will host an energy event, a public rally, in Hobbs on Thursday morning. The event is set to start at 10:30 a.m. with doors open at 8:30 a.m. at Watson Truck and Supply, 1501 North Grimes in Hobbs. All attendees will be asked to go through airport-like security and should take as few personal items as possible. Cameras will be permitted. More information is available on the MittRomney.com website. They are asking attendees to RSVP. Again, an energy event, a public rally featuring Mitt Romney, is going to be held in Hobbs on Thursday morning before Romney's private fundraiser luncheon at the Lee County Events Center. This station also will be broadcasting Romney's speech in its entirety on Thursday morning. Listen for more details in our Wednesday morning news coverage. I'm Dawn Morgan for KZOR, Kix 103, and KPZA Radio in Hobbs.
Good morning and welcome to the studio, at least by telephone this time around. We of course, will visit in person tomorrow. But let's talk a little bit with U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce about Mitt Romney's visit to Hobbs in the planned public rally. Congressman Pierce, why do you think that that this area, that Hobbs and Lee County, has become such a hotbed for our national candidates and presidents to visit?
Well, I just think that we're pretty typical of the everyday working man or woman. The economy here in Hobbs is built mainly on oil and gas, just blue-collar people. I think that that we have a sense of what the entire nation is about. I know that when President Bush came here, people showed up, the working people, the people that just did their job every day, raised their families, showed up in massive numbers, and I think that we're going to see the same thing with Mitt Romney. Just people have in Hobbs, I think, have their roots deeply grounded, and that's what we're about.
As a fellow Republican, what's the significance of Romney's visit here to you, and how does that sort of dovetail or with your own fundraising event that's coming up Thursday?
I believe that that he now thinks that New Mexico's in play. I believed always that it would be. I think that New Mexico very well could be the five electoral votes that decide the presidency. I think we're very important. I think they think they have a shot to win it. They're doing well in the 2nd District, and so I think the visit simply signifies that they understand that.
He is billing this, or his people are billing this, as an energy-related visit, and supposedly he will review an energy policy. What do you think of his stated energy policies or his views on energy so far?
Well, he's going to reveal something completely new, and I have not gotten to see that, but I suspect that it's going to be that we have to use the existing forms of energy, oil and gas and coal. They need to be clean. We need to protect the environment. But we also need to be investing in the alternative energies. We've just made a visit across from the other side of the state to the algae plant in Columbus, New Mexico. Just fascinating things that are coming up that will free us from our dependence on foreign oil. But in the meantime, we have to run our economy on the oil and gas, coal, and the nuclear that we have right now.
Okay, excellent. And in terms of your own visit that is coming up, of course, featuring Donald Rumsfeld and your own private fundraising event, how do you feel about that?
Well, we did not prefer both to be the same day. It was just the scheduling on the Romney campaign that made them happen that way. We're excited about our event. It's got good turnout. Donald Rumsfeld has been for decades at the heart of the defense industry. I think there will be a lot of questions on the sequestration. He'll have deep knowledge about any cuts that are being made to the military and the risks that it give to us and the nation. So again, a nationally respected leader coming into Hobbs, I think it just tells us that our opinions are valued here in the southeast part of the state in the oil and gas industry, and so people are willing to come here and talk to us.
Great.
On the phone with me this morning on this day that we will see the presumptive Republican nominee for U.S. President Mitt Romney in Hobbs stumping, we are also welcoming the Democratic perspective. And on the phone, as promised, Patrick Gaspar, the executive director of the Democratic National Committee and a former White House political director. Welcome in, and thanks for sharing some time with us, Mr. Gaspar.
Thank you for having me on, Dawn.
Okay. And, when you watch Mitt Romney out on the campaign trail and you hear about his stops along with, private fundraisers like he's doing later today after the public rally, and he is also supposedly going to unveil a, quote, comprehensive new energy plan, unquote, in his time that here in the heart of oil and gas country. What do you think about that?
Well, I'd be surprised if there were any new details in that plan, and I'd be stunned if it was actually comprehensive. Governor Romney has not released detailed plans for job growth, energy, deficit reduction, or the creation of innovation in this country. I suspect that he'll lay out some lofty, ambitious goals without details, and this comes on the heels of attending major fundraisers hosted by the CEOs of oil companies. So you can expect that the governor is going to spend billions in oil subsidies to companies making near-record profits while putting forth an agenda with fewer safeguards to protect our resources, workers, or to use oil more efficiently. And he'll likely call for cutting key investments in homegrown alternative energy. And I would lay that up against the president's record any day of the week when you consider that under this president, crude oil production is up nearly 13 points, its highest on level in about 8 years. And under our president, our dependence on foreign oil has also fallen to a 16-year low. So I'd compare our records to his favorably any day of the week.
Okay. So you think it's no coincidence, of course, that he's landing after spending fundraising and getting about $3 million, from our oil neighbors in West Texas. Now here in Lee County, where President Obama made an appearance in the heart of the oil patch as well, not a few months ago, doing part campaigning, as well. I don't think anyone would deny that, he was on the campaign trail at that point. So it's no coincidence. You feel like Romney is just going to tell the oil companies what they want to hear in exchange for deeds to be done later.
Well, New Mexico is a hugely important state in the presidential contest, so you can expect that we'll continue to press our case in the state, and Romney and Ryan will come in several more times. It's no surprise that Mitt Romney is trying to change the conversation to energy after having spent the better part of the last week and a half trying to defend himself from the regressive Medicare policies of his running mate. So today he'll come in and allegedly lay out a new policy, but again, I expect it to be incredibly short on details, and I suspect that it's just going to lay out the very failed policies of the last decade that got us into this recession in the first place.
We hear a lot about New Mexico being a so-called swing state and being a player again for about the third general election in a row in terms of its importance, especially in the presidential race. How do you feel New Mexico's five electoral votes, how important are those? And how much will they come into play, do you feel, this election?
I think that they are of tremendous consequence. New Mexico has been important in each of the last several national elections, and I expect that to be the case this time around. We feel very good about the infrastructure that we've built in New Mexico. All the public polling has the president ahead of the Romney-Ryan ticket for much of the reasons that I've already laid out. I think New Mexicans understand that this president inherited a terrible mess from the previous administration and has managed over the course of the last 30 months to grow our economy by about 5 million jobs and to do all that he could to establish pillars for the next generation in education, in Social Security and Medicare, and in advancing critical metrics in health, particularly for women's health. And when we contrast that to where Romney and Ryan would take us, increasing our deficit by $5 trillion in order to create tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires while turning Social Security and Medicare into voucher programs, And when you hear them talk about education and understand they would cut the critical Pell grants that this president has helped to increase for struggling Americans who are just looking for an opportunity, I think when you look at that contrast, when you Mexicans look at that contrast, we'll be successful in the state.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. Organizers are hoping it's a standing room only crowd of several hundred or more to see presumptive Republican nominee and candidate for president Mitt Romney at a public rally later this morning. The so-called energy event with Romney is scheduled to begin at 10:30. The doors are open at 8 a.m. at Watson Truck and Supply, 1501 North Grimes Street. The attendees are expected to go through airport-like security. You should note to take as few personal items as possible. No bags, no sharp objects, umbrellas, no liquids or signs will be allowed. Cameras will be permitted. There are some seats available, but wear comfortable clothing and shoes and sunscreen. Water will be available. Hobbs Police say North Grime Street will be closed from Princess Jean to Berry Drive beginning at 8. So if you're not a part of the rally or attending, please take an alternate route. North Grimes will be closed during the public visit and the rally at Watson Truck and Supply. There will be no access to the dealership. Parking, though, will be available in West Alto at the Teen Center and at a dirt lot located between North Grimes and North Cochrane. Access to the dirt lot area will be off West Berry. You will have to park and then walk across Grime Street to Watson Truck and Supply. During the rally, Romney is supposedly going to unveil a comprehensive new energy plan while standing in the shadow of flags draped on oil rigs, and not coincidentally, within a few months of when President Obama spoke on energy in the heart of the oil field in Maljamar, Lee County. Republican Party of New Mexico Chairman Monty Newman of Hobbs said organizers hope that the private fundraiser luncheon that follows at the Lee County Event Center will raise about $1 to $1.5 million for the Romney for President war chest. Romney raised about $3 million at a fundraiser in Midland Tuesday, but did not hold a public rally there. Meantime, Patrick Gaspard, the executive director of the Democratic National Committee and former White House political director, said he would be shocked if Romney actually said anything new on energy and went into enough detail for his plan to be called comprehensive. Gaspard spoke by telephone with us this morning from Washington, D.C., and pointed to Obama's record on oil and gas, saying that production and prices are up and jobs are plentiful. Both Newman and Gaspard agree, though, that New Mexico is crucial in the general election, and its five
former
governor
votes
now
could decide
U.S.
Republican
race.
Candidate for
Hobbs
president
Mitt Romney is going to lead a public rally in Hobbs before a private fundraising luncheon on Thursday. The rally, which will be held at Watson Truck and Supply beginning at 10:30 tomorrow morning, is billed as an energy event. According to U.S. Representative Steve Pierce of New Mexico, Romney is reportedly going to reveal a new energy policy during that event.
I have not gotten to see that, but I suspect that it's going to be that we have to use the existing forms of energy, oil and gas and coal. They need to be clean. We need to protect the environment. We also need to be investing in the alternative energies. We've just made a visit across from the other side of the state to the algae plant in Columbus, New Mexico. Just fascinating things that are coming up that will free us from our dependence on foreign oil. But in the meantime, we have to run our economy on the oil and gas, coal, and the nuclear that we have right now.
Pierce believes that New Mexico, particularly southeast New Mexico, is seeing the likes of former President George W. Bush, current President Barack Obama, and now U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney in public events because of the importance of New Mexico, its five electoral votes, which Pierce believes may decide this year's presidential election in November, and the importance of energy to the country and the role that energy plays in southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Again, the event Thursday will begin at 10:30. It is open to the public. However, those who attend will go through airport-like security and should take as few personal items as possible. Cameras will be permitted. The doors will open at 8:30 a.m. at Watson Truck and Supply, 1501 North Grimes in Hobbs. Those who plan to attend the rally also are being asked to RSVP through Romney's website at www.mittromney.com. Romney held a fundraiser event in Midland on Tuesday, but there was no public rally held there. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is also expected to be an honored guest at the fundraiser and possibly the public rally, as well as a fundraising event Thursday evening for Steve Pierce.
And with the coverage, here is the Miracle and Don Morgan.
Thank you very much, Gary. Yes, as we speak, we are hearing the introductions begin here at Watson Truck and Supply. In fact, a representative from Watson, whose site was chosen for this energy-related public rally, a campaign rally for U.S. Republican candidate for President Mitt Romney, and he is making a general welcome and a greeting to the folks who are gathered here. We have a crowd of what we're estimating to be well over 600 people. They had about 500 seats. They brought in more seats. We have VIP risers that are located behind the stage that Mitt Romney will take in just a few moments. And as we look, we are looking across that pit of people to the stage, directly behind where Mitt Romney will speak, is an oil rig that has been raised, and the U.S. flag and New Mexico flag and the Watson Hopper logos are flying from that. Makes a great backdrop and a background for Mitt Romney's speech. And
His speech is supposed to be the launch of his comprehensive new energy plan. Energy independence by 2020 is a banner that splashed right across where he will be speaking. And that is supposed to be the platform of a new plan that he will be sharing with us today. And this is a departure from his stump speech. We are expected to hear something brand new as he is here addressing the heart of the oil and gas and energy complex now in southeast New Mexico and West Texas.
Well, you're absolutely correct on that, Dawn. And I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing so much of the national press here. Of course, we expected the local press, including ourselves, to be here, but also the national press, CNN, Fox News, ABC, all with the national feeds and national cameras, the national radio networks, including Fox News, who we are an affiliate of, are here. They are expecting, I know the white paper went out last night about the energy policy that he is going to be speaking about for the first time publicly here today. And really, it's about maximizing domestic oil and gas production. That means lifting, in his words to the white paper yesterday, was lifting the offshore drilling ban. It also meant maximizing our domestic production, including here in southeast New Mexico, West Texas, and all of our oil-producing regions, and also strengthening our ties with Canada and immediately approving the Keystone XL pipeline, which the Obama administration, of course, canceled and radically cut back on last year.
Right, and of course, we were treated to Obama's, the launch of his energy policy just a few months ago in a press-only event. There were a few invited guests, a couple of hundred invited guests, and the media was a press conference-only event in the heart of the oil patch in Maljamar, just a few miles west of Lovington. So this is the second campaigning that we've seen for U.S. President just within the last few months in Lee County. And yes, they have brought their own press corps, of course, their print journalists, their radio journalists, TV, and we have a lot of, we have probably four, five, six local and regional television stations around us on the media risers. As we look across, I'm looking at VIP risers, and they have filled that with some great visuals, I must say. In addition to the oil derrick that's raised with the flags, we have a lot of working men in uniforms with hard hats up in those risers. So they have not filled them with local VIP, very important party people that we can tell. Of course, there is an important fundraiser that follows this public rally. This is a perfect positioning of Romney for a man of the people, a cross-section of just average, everyday people looking across. There is a pretty good cross-section of ages, not necessarily a good racial mix, but certainly of all ages. This is a work day and a school day for everybody, and we are providing alternate coverage, so this rally, we're not seeing nearly as many as, say, we did for the presidential rally, the thousands who were here for that in 2008 with George W. Bush.
Well, that is correct. Of course, as you mentioned, though, a lot of this is on a work day, and the weather is threatening, and we appreciate everyone who is listening today on Kix 103, 102.9, 94.1, KZOR, our Spanish language station, 103.7 KPZA, and also on all of our associated websites, kix103fm.com, kzorfm.com, kpzafm.com, as well, and also on our new streaming apps for your smartphones.
Excellent. We're hearing in the background a series of people who are simply making speeches and making acknowledgments for this event, so we will throw it up when we actually start getting some introductions that will lead to the introduction of Mitt Romney in just a few minutes. So we had some entertainment earlier from the Hobbs High School band, Rusty Crow and the HHS band, entertaining crowd for us, and we appreciate that. We have
Heather Wilson now. Stage, so.
We have
here momentarily. We will throw it to the
exactly.
stage for former Congresswoman Heather Wilson.
What a great day to
She's
be in Lee County.
Candidate for U.S. Senate for the Republican Party, Heather Wilson.
Energy independence by 2020. That's the plan, according to Republican U.S. candidate for President Mitt Romney, who unveiled his new energy outline for a standing room only crowd at Watson Truck and Supply in Hobbs earlier today. Romney made his case to the crowd of almost 1,000 gathered at one of the pioneer oil and gas industry businesses in Lee County.
Gasoline prices have doubled. Electricity rates have gone up, and food prices have gone up, and people are being squeezed and living paycheck to paycheck. I know this is the best the Obama team can do, but we can do better, and we will.
Governor Romney then outlined his 5-point plan for returning America to what built the country and made it strong, individual initiative. Romney used the first point of the plan, making full use of energy resources, to debut his comprehensive North American energy plan, bringing in Canada and Mexico to eventually cut dependence on foreign oil completely and possibly export energy to the rest of the world. Romney promised, if elected, to add to conventional drilling methods, reopen offshore drilling, cut regulatory slowdowns, get an accurate energy inventory, and promote innovation in research, exploration, production, and delivery. A Romney pledge to also repeal Obamacare brought the crowd to its feet. Also speaking were former Congresswoman, now U.S. Senate candidate Heather Wilson, and U.S. Representative Steve Pierce, both Republicans, along with Hobbs Mayor Sam Cobb and representatives of the Smith and Watson families who hosted the event. The public rally was free, but followed by a private fundraiser at Lee County Events Center. New Mexico Republican Party Chairman Monty Newman said he hoped that it would raise $1 to $1.5 million for the Romney war chest. Meantime, a separate private fundraiser for Congressman Steve Pierce is scheduled for later tonight, featuring former U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. That, again, a private event held at a private residence in Hobbs. I'm Dawn Morgan for KZOR, Kix 103 and KPZA News.